Your Ranch It Up Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this. Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back and better than ever. Join us May 15th through the 18th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Gary Allen and special guests Tiger Lily Gold. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com. One of the top seed stock producers in the world, Jorgensen Land and Cattle invites you to their 53rd annual Top Cut Bull Sale Monday, April 21st at the Lazy J Grand Lodge in Ideal, South Dakota. Selling over 200 Angus bulls sired by some of the most recognized sires in the Angus business. Bid and buy online at DV Auction and Superior Livestock. Sale information available at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. One of the largest suppliers of seed stock in the nation, Jorgensen Land and Cattle. Everyone is glued to hearing the most recent updates on agriculture, trade, and tariffs, who is doing what to whom. So that being said, here's the latest update on beef trade to China. New data from the USDA revealed steep declines in beef sales to China following the expiration of trade licenses, which we all assumed was going to happen. According to USDA FAS data collected by the U.S. Meat and Export Federation, beef net sales to China for March 7th through the 13th of this year plummeted 92% from the previous week, and for March 14th through the 20th fell 97%. Overall, through March 20th, beef net sales to all countries are 43% lower than the previous four-week average. Additional analysis from Steiner Consulting Group, that is an outside firm that is monitoring and collecting data, found that outstanding beef sales to China are 24% lower year over year. The trade licenses, which were granted in the Phase 1 trade deal with China in 2020, provide hundreds of U.S. meat plants with access to the Chinese market. However, following a 20% U.S. tariff on all Chinese exports, the Chinese Communist Party promised strong and powerful countermeasures, which have included not only the expiring licenses, but also additional tariffs on exports of U.S. poultry and pork. Trade licenses to pork and poultry processors were renewed, by the way. Now, according to FAS, the Foreign Agricultural Service, China was the U.S. number three agricultural export market in 2024, with $1.58 billion in beef, $1.11 billion in pork, and $490 million in poultry sales. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap.